we only have one daughter. And she married a football coach, and they're in Sacramento, California right now. And they have five grandsons, and we don't get to see them often. Now they way up there, and too expensive, you know, to come way down here. He's head coach up there. He's,
Sacramento, that's capital of California.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where the Sacramento's capital of California.
Well, that's where he is.
What's the college or school there? High school?
Sacramento State College.
That's right.
Oh, no, there's no college, high school. No, he's has a doctor's degree in phys ed. He's raised here in Clinton. They met at high school. That's how they met. Went on and finished college and got married.
How did you meet your woman, man?
Well, yes, so she's raised right down here.
Most everybody farms here.
In this country, around in this, used to, but not now. Not, well, no, now that's my brother-in-law. He's a success farmer. He's a worker. But the city people have come out here and bought a lot of property. They don't know. They think all they got to do is come out here and buy a few cows and sit down and get rich. And they soon find out and they go broke. They don't realize what the feed they've got to raise and the trouble it is raising cattle and the expense and so forth. And that's what's done happen to this, a lot of this country right here now. Those city people coming out and buying property.
Yeah.
Now, land in this country now is selling from $700 to $800 an acre. To buy it to make a living on it is worth $50 an acre. So I mean to get out and make a living on it. But there's some rich people out of Baton Rouge and places coming up here. And in a few years, they either sell it or go broke. That's what happens to them because they don't know. They just think all you got to do is come buy a cow and get rich.
Yeah.
If you raised on a farm, you'd know that too. I laugh at some of them. They come in and talk to me about so how they're going to do so and so. And I say, yeah, you find out different. And it won't be but a year or two before they're ready to sell out too, and do sell out, and get make a big profit on the land. Most of them, it's been going up. Well, I bought this place when I bought it first, 159 acres. For hit yourself. That's for a little over $900. 159 acres. That was in 33.
Mm-hmm. All right. How did you manage to get that money in 33?
Well, that's a $64 question. I had it in my head, farming all the time. You're right, the depression was rough.
Yeah.
But I worked with the highway, and I saved my money. I was paying $1 a day board, and I was getting $2.50 a day. I started at $3, and finally got away. That's what for during the depression. Well, when all this WPA work came in, they put them on the highway, a lot of them. Okay, they laid off all of my men. I was farming then, just farming. And they let me work 12 hours. I was getting 40 cents an hour then, and getting paid for 11. I'd work one bunch of this WPA 6 hours, and then another bunch of 6 hours. Well, I was making a whole lot of money in those days, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't run around anything much and took care of my money. And when this place came available, I bought it.
Let me tell you a story. My granddaddy was
the job that I had was a political job, you know. And you're too young, but Huey Long, you heard of Huey Long. That's his day. Well, I was stubborn about how I voted. I didn't let me and my family run. We voted like we pleased. And so I didn't vote for Huey Long. I didn't approve of Huey Long. Well, I got fired. Okay. They're putting in the survey. Been a survey down here in Baton Rouge. And so I had this place then. So I went down there and went to work. I had a brother run the store down there at the time, he was. And I bored with them. I came in one evening. I said, Bill, I'm going back home and get married and go to farming. Build me a home. I said, well, I don't blame you. I don't like this time, I mean, quit and go farm anyway.